This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening today, this week, all the times that you listen. We totally appreciate it. And, you know, we're happy to be here. It's a Friday. That makes it extra exciting. We got to talk about Big Brother. If you're hungry for that, you'll have to listen. You'll have to go back and listen to the podcast on radio.com because we talked about it pretty early. Talked it out, according to some texters. Huh. What do they know? All right, let's get to the news.
One of Radio Alice report.
One of them wrote, can you tell us what time you plan to do this segment so I know when to not listen? I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah. My guess is it'll probably happen pretty early each day.
All right. That's good.
We'll try to keep it to a minimum. I guess maybe we can enthuse about it privately over Zoom later. Meet you there.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. The Fremont Bank Foundation has committed over $1 million to COVID-19 relief in the Bay Area. Check out all they're doing for their community at FremontBank.com. So my first story is about this kid. He's 17. He's from Florida. And he was behind the widespread Twitter hack that you told us about, I don't know, a month ago, when I guess he took over a bunch of people's pages.
Verified accounts, right?
Yeah. So,
said, you know, send me money and I'll send you double back. And he made tons of money, I guess, huh?
I don't know what he made, but he's in big trouble. And then they had him in court, and apparently some of his hacker friends took over the court proceedings on Zoom. And they played loud rap music, screams, and pornography as the judge struggled to issue some kind of ruling amid these random disruptions that they couldn't turn off.
This is, listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. I get that you want to help your friend. That's not helping.
Right.
The last thing you want is an angry judge. I see it, and you want to just, you know, you want to flex your hacker muscle.
Right.
But that is not the way to help your friend. Also, not the way to help you. You might be in trouble now.
Right. They call this Zoom bombing, a disruptive intrusion into a webcam meeting by someone uninvited. And apparently he had buddies who were happy to join the party.
Yeah, fun in the moment. Long term, that's not a solution for your friend.
Here's the problem. This teenager who's 17, now I know he's underage and I don't know how they'll deal with that, but he's been charged with 30 counts of felony for hacking, fraud, and identity theft. So it's going to be, I'm guessing real time, right?
Even if they charge him as a minor, there's going to be some to do about this.
Right.
I mean, where do they send you to, like, a, what do they call those boys' schools?
Military
juvenile,
school?
Juvenile detention.
Oh, juvie? Yeah.
Juvie. They send them to juvie. Maybe juvie. Switch them out. I don't know. Remember that? Their parents would threaten you with juvie. You're going to wind up in juvenile hall.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I was close a couple times, too. But, you know, I never actually had to live there.
You managed to pull it together, Vin.
Right. So I've been married now for a little over a year. I know that weddings are there's a lot. It is a lot. Even when your person says we're going to keep this mellow, it starts to stuff creeps into the mix. Even things that you go, I thought we said Nope. Now it's on. That's happening too. Oh, I just blank. Do you guys hear that?
No.
It's just me. Okay, I'll keep going. Let's see here. This is a guy who posted this, so they're calling him a groomzilla.
Oh.
I just have a ton of static in my headphones. I don't. You guys aren't. Oh,
you sound totally fine.
How do we sound to you now? You can hear us okay?
I hear you guys fine, and I'm just hearing this in my headphones, so I can go on without it. No worries.
All right.
This 29-year-old guy put up a post on Reddit. Am I the one? Well, he says, am I the bleep hole?
Probably.
This is, I guess, the section they have.
Ask.
Well, right. I would say that's very true. If you're asking, then you may have answered your own question. Anyway, he's upset because family members are pushing back on the dress code for his wedding next month.
Oh,
we have been clear from the beginning that this is going to be a white tie event. The dress code will be fully enforced. White tie, no unnaturally dyed hair, no visible tattoos or piercings. So
what?
This is what they put out there for their friends and family, that you need to look a certain way to come and enjoy our wedding. To me, this is simple. To me,
no,
if you're out there and you're a friend and you've been singled out as someone who doesn't meet their criteria. You say, no thanks. Have a great time. Bye.
I wish you well. I hope to never see you again.
Nah,
yeah, what kind of douchebaggery is this? This is crazy. I mean, why does that guy even have friends with tattoos and dyed hair if he hates those people so much? And white tie, I mean, Jesus. What even is that? I'm not sure what that is.
There's a point.
All white?
Yeah, I guess. I assume that's like almost tuxedo-ish.
But
there's a point where he goes, everyone has been shouting at me, Bridezilla. Well, I'm a man, and you guys are being sexist. So they didn't realize that he was a he because of the behavior he was displaying. And now he's saying, you guys are sexist. And while my fiance and I agree on this issue entirely, I'm the one that posted this. So
you guys are the a-holes, not me.
Right. Although.
It turns out everyone's a douchebag. Oh, no. We're all a bunch of a-holes.
Here's another one from the Am I a Bleep Hole section on Reddit where a guy posts. Let's see here. He went viral after he asked people if he's a jerk for storming out of his wife's gender reveal party when she revealed they're having another girl.
Yeah,
so
pretty jerky.
He had his hopes up for a boy.
Oh, boy.
As soon as the pink showed up to reveal they're having another daughter, this guy says, I'm in my 30s. I already have a 5-year-old daughter. I was hoping for a boy. The reveal sparkler shot pink.
And he
couldn't. Yeah, he couldn't hide his disappointment. He walked up. As people walked up to congratulate them, his wife told him, at least try to look happy. Instead, he walked out, jumped in his car, and took off.
Yeah, she might be better off without him, and his daughter certainly will be. Boy, you're the one I didn't want.
Most
this is a story that's going to get back to her.
Yeah, I fear that for sure. Most people agree that he is, yes, in fact, for sure, the bleep hole.
Yeah.
They're also not thrilled with some of his comments, which includes some stereotypes. He says he can't deal with the, quote, neuroticism of having two girls.
Oh, boy.
And he says, I wanted a boy so I could toss the ball around, which girls can definitely do.
All boys want to, by the way.
Right?
You know, mm-hmm. You don't really get to pick. You decide you're having children. You want to bring healthy human beings that can work, that can function in society. That's your job as a parent. You don't get to pick. You know, move to the future where I'm sure we'll gene design everything. You know, you get the one, you'll have good hands to catch the damn ball and a wiener. And God forbid he steps out of line with what you think a child should be. You can't control what you get as a child. And I think the sooner you learn that, the better parent you'll be. My God, get that guy out of it. Forget him. He can't be a parent. That's it. Man card taken away.
He thinks his wife is being the jerk for telling him to act happy. And he also says, she and her sister guilt tripped him by saying it was like a reenactment of their dad walking out on their mom when they were kids.
Well, we do marry our dad, I guess, huh? Turns out after all.
Stormy times ahead there for that family. Oh, darn, I meant to start with this. Today is International Beer Day, everyone, so...
Oh, I'll have one of those today.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Oh, make sure Nicole's, you get out and
Nicole celebrate. Is nodding with intention. She's all, uh-huh.
Heck yeah.
Coco's Nicole. Here for my beer.
Exactly.
Let me ask you a question.
Go. Mm-hmm. Which one of us?
All of us? Nicole, I already know your drinking habits. So do you have more than one when you have a beer, or are you a sipper?
No, I have two.
Okay, least. Two. Yeah. All right.
Two.
I usually get full after a beer, and then I'm like, you know, beer is like kind of nice to start with or to drink with a meal, and then I'm like, okay, let's get a body going.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. I just haven't been around Nicole, and I haven't seen her party. I don't know if she's someone who goes
hard.
Yeah,
Bryn says she parties. Look at his face right now. Bryn told me that. Bryn told me Coco is a partier.
So I mean, I usually have two, and then if...
And then two more. And two more. Like Bob Marley.
Yeah. But over like a long amount of time. It's not just like back to back. And I always have a water in between.
Oh, every time. She uses the water method. Oh, that doesn't cause a lot of peeing.
Yeah.
Good for you. Way to exercise the water method. I usually like to try to get a good buzz going first and then go to the water method.
Oh, after you've had enough to start feeling like...
And then all of a sudden, I go to the water method, which is John puts a water down in front of me. I ask, give me another drink. Here you go. Here's a drink for you. It's water. Drink up, honey.
Somebody's getting loud. Let's switch to water. Got it.
Oh, God. It is fun to get loud, though.
Uh-huh.
It's not fun the next morning when you're like, oh, man, I was so loud. But in the moment, you're like, this is the best.
Now, I don't know if the participation is across the country at all Krispy Kremes. I don't know if it's specifically here or what, but teachers can get a free donut and coffee at Krispy Kreme next week. And on Tuesday, again, check with your Krispy Kreme, but this has been put out there. Anyone that buys a dozen donuts will get an extra dozen free. The idea is they want them to give them to teachers. So... they'll give you a
in
dozen.
Support of back to school and teachers, we're doing some specials. Oh, Krispy Kreme. Remember back in the old days when we worked at the office and every now and then Krispy Kreme would get dropped off and all our diets would fly out the window. We couldn't even catch them trying. Come back, diet. Come on, Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, the upside to being trapped indoors here for me has been dramatic weight loss. Well, not dramatic, but definite weight loss.
Well, definitely looks missing out on the fun food from the station, that's for sure.
Yeah, looks like Walmart is going to be doing drive-in movie nights in their parking lots this summer. As they say this summer, I'm like, guys, it's halfway over, but they'll do this through October. So if that's something you're into. I like what we're seeing, which is some of the drive-in concerts that people are talking about. I saw something and I don't have... we should try and verify it before I really announce it. But some kind of... Sublime with Rome is going to do a drive-in concert, I think, in the East Bay.
Oh, that's fine.
I got to look it up. But I think it's cool if they're able to do stuff like drive-in movies or drive-in concerts, and it actually is a drive-in. Hello, Chainsmokers.
Hello, Chainsmokers. Yeah. You know, here's the problem with drive-in concerts, in my humble opinion. People will need to pee. And people will be drinking, et cetera.
Well,
and then people will need to drive out of there. I hope they happen and I hope people will be really well behaved. But I've met some people.
So the tickets are on sale on Wednesday, August 5th.
And where are they holding it?
It's going to be...
That's exciting, actually. Got to be good, people. Got to be good.
Where is this?
I want to say it was... Is it in the East Bay somewhere?
I believe it is in the East Bay somewhere.
Got to be a big parking lot, right?
Or
fairgrounds.
Alameda County Fairgrounds.
Oh, neat.
Oh, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you
something,
too.
And they do
mention... Go on, Brent. I'm sorry.
They do mention sanitized and monitored restroom facilities. So they monitor it and they have...
let one person in or...
Yeah. Right.
And the in-car audio through the FM radio.
Oh, how fun. It's coming through the radio. That's neat. Mm-hmm.
I've seen Sublime with Rome, and I would have had trouble saying this had I not seen it, because I would probably say you can't go do Sublime without their singer.
Right.
Rome is unbelievably great. They are so good together, and he nails every vocal, every single one. He's not the guy that wrote those original songs, but he nails them. And the album they put out with him, I think it's only one, but they have an album out with Rome. It's incredible. So I don't know.
Totally
if you're
worth your
for,
time. Go
I
check
would
this
say,
out.
Yeah, if you're someone who wants to get out and this is being done in a responsible way, that is a worthwhile show for sure.
You know, the trip is a drive-through bar and restaurant with digital pre-orders. So you can drive through and pick up your booze. Yeah, so you can drink during the viewing. That's interesting, huh?
What are they serving? I'm more interested in the food.
Oh, I don't know about that, but it's drive-through bar and restaurant, which is a trip.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh. I'll do a couple here, and then we'll do the rest.
The audio is not sounding good. Let's break here and let's reset the Comrex and see, and we'll unplug it on the one end and you too. And we'll be back right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.